has questions and comments.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Appreciate your comments. Any questions from board members? Ms. Lasar.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. The remedies you're requesting, can you give me some feedback? I'm having a problem with authority here in terms of our authority
right.
to grant
right.
these types of
right.
requests. And so I'm looking for feedback from you as to how
okay. So, you know, as far as, you know, convening a working group to study these, I don't think the legislature needs to be involved with that. And I think that it may not seem this way to you, you know, at all times, but you do have a lot of influence. So you can make a recommendation. You can say, this is a good idea. It doesn't have to happen necessarily even in public. And it can be in discussions with, you know, Commissioner Loiza. And as far as other...
Did I miss it all? Oh, thank God.
Just flew in from Hudson?
I'm Alaska, actually.
Okay. Greetings. You missed it. But, it's okay. Where was I?
I have that effect.
As far as...
In case you need any introduction, Mr. Duchesne, would you please introduce yourself?
Thank you very much. I'm Bob Duchesne. I live in Hudson. And I just flew in from Alaska on the red eye, so I apologize for being a little late.
And then another issue, banning importation of sludge. The best example I can think of is, this is the beginning of tourist season. We invite, welcome millions of people across our borders coming here. There's a stipulation, don't bring any firewood with you. You know, this is based on science, based on, fears of, I work in the woods, so fears of invasive insect pests. Now, I don't know how that ban came about, but I think in the same sense that if you can make a recommendation, you can put it in your annual report to the legislature that this would help our efforts. This would, this would enhance our efforts. And I understand the legislature writes the laws. And there's a footnote in here referring to, I think they call it Public Law 2022 that takes in effect the 1st of February next year. And actually, could I say add something to the record right now?
If technically no.
Okay. No,
if you ask, I have to say no. Yeah.
Well, okay. So how do I couch this in terms of Mr. Starr's request? As far as my asks, I'll just skip it. I'm not bringing it together here.
I appreciate that. I would only note that the board has historically, in its annual report to the legislature, commented on issues that right. We find recurring or which appear troublesome in implementation from the boards. So I was just looking for clarity that the idea that the board can do some things on its own without a legislative process isn't how I interpret our role. But it is appropriate if the board determines it to add to our annual report items of concern that we think that the legislature should take another look at.
Right, and I guess my comment on that would be, it may at times over a decade or more of time, it might appear to some that you're not having influence by doing that, but I assure you that during testimony in front of the legislature, I myself and others have brought up that fact. We quote, this is what it says in the annual report. This is what it says about that in the once every five year review. So I think it's important that we get these out in public. Of course, my first ask is just reject the whole appeal. I think it's clear that what we're talking about here is the amounts for basically the amounts for calendar year 2022 and the first month of calendar year 2023. So So any other? I hope that was helpful.
Questions? Yes, Valtier and then Ms. Vickery.
Only that I wanted to say thanks to Sue. She brought up the central concern that I had too, and I didn't see a better way to handle it except through a recommendation to make something.
Ms. Vickery.
Thank you. Your third remedy request, changing the methodology, I'm new to all this, so there's probably stuff that I should know, but I couldn't glean from the 900 pages we were saying. the part about subtracting the 10,000 tons allotted for PERC, because we don't need that anymore, I didn't really get to a lot
of that. I think, and please help me if I get this wrong, but I believe when these limits on OBW inputs, I think they were first developed in 2022 during a public benefits determination hearing. And at that time, wow, it was 10 years ago. At that time, there was an amount of 10,000 tons annually designated for PERC, which is the waste to energy plant in Orrington. Now, in the meantime, and to their great credit, PERC has changed their processes. So I don't have a number for you what their OBW needs are, but it's not 10,000 tons. It's a fraction of that. I don't know what percentage, but we could probably find that out. So that's where that came from. So in my mind, I'm contesting why with the methodology, why we started at the baseline, why would we start at 65,000 tons, which includes the PERC set aside, which PERC doesn't need, right? Doesn't need the whole thing anyhow. So I was saying certainly reserve capacity for PERC, but have that be subtracted from the 10,000 tons and start there.
That part makes sense, except that it doesn't take into account the additional needs from other reasons, i.e. the inability for municipalities to spread sludge on land.
Correct, but
less need from PERC, but a whole lot more need from other sources.
That's where I think there's a the focus gets not as clear. They're saying that only, in effect, oversized bulky waste is our solution to stabilizing the sludge. And they're saying we need more OBW, right? Well, practically speaking, the methodology, aside from this calendar year and January of 2023, it's not going to be applied because the legislature has changed the law. So then we face the fact that to deposit these sludges in Juniper Ridge, we need to do it safely. We need to two things, bulking and stabilizing. And so I'm saying that to set the precedent in this license that oversized bulky waste plus sludges equals stability. It scares me. I don't know. So did I answer your questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Mr. DeShane.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. First of all, Mr. Spencer, I did watch your testimony on Zoom on my drive in here. My wife was driving, so entertaining as always. but we're nibbling around the edge of, I think, a central question that I'll probably return to with other parties here as well. And that is, where is this additional waste going to come from? As you point out, I don't know what the number is, but PERC did change its methodology. It now grinds up in its terminators much more than it used to, so it's producing less residue ahead of time from pre-sorting the fuel system. So some of that waste is gone. The legislature did change the law. Some of that waste is probably disappearing. Maine's economy is not heating up to the point we're knocking over a lot of buildings. So there's another 20,000 tons we're being asked to take, and I can't figure out where it's coming from. So I look forward to exploring that a little later on.
One thing maybe we should bear in mind is that Juniper Ridge is our only functioning state-owned landfill. Where is it written that all this additional sludge that needs to be dealt with, that it all has to go there? What are the other options? It's a problem. It's I'm not in any way diminishing the size of the issue. So that's something, but we're going to have to, so once again, convene a working group, which is probably going to happen to some extent. I hope.
Other questions? I don't have a question, but I will say my 8+ years of serving on this board, I certainly appreciate your dedicated and consistent and persistent citizen involvement in this, and that's really what this board is set up for. And we do have rules that we have to follow and whatnot. And I know you understand that. But I for one certainly appreciated all the input that you've had over the years, and I don't expect that's going to end. So
right, yeah. I very much appreciate that, and I'm hoping that we can both retire from this.
The retirement benefit's not great.
Sleep would be more sleep would be good.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Spencer. If there's no more questions, we will move on to the licensee, Mr. Rayback.